Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Happy Tuesday to everyone. Hope everybody's having a wonderful day. Hope your weekend, past weekend was great. Hope you enjoyed your holiday for your father. Hope you enjoyed Father's Day. Hope you had a good time. Thanks, everybody, for joining. Jamal, Nika, how y'all doing? Ariane, Keisha, how y'all doing? Appreciate you joining. Just want to take the time today to just, again, be thankful. This last week has been a little crazy for me, but I find that when you're doing something special, you know, it's always something that's going to come in your way. It's always something that's going to try to stop your flow. It's good, man. Yeah, keep up the workouts, keep up that training you're doing, that boot camp you're getting started, man. It's a wonderful thing. But I was in a car accident. Somebody kind of ran me off the road, hit me from the back going on the highway. I was doing about 70. They were doing about 90. Sent my truck spinning, hit the guardrail or the wires. And today found out my truck was totaled and, you know, dealing with rental cars and just the essence of the inconvenience of being in an accident. But, you know, I noticed that, you know, things aren't always, there's not always, because things happen, there's got to be a good in it or a silver lining in it. And that's one of the things I try to focus on the most, and not let it get me down too much. But, you know, when you're doing something and you're in a regiment, you're on a grind, and things tend to get derailed, and that's when you know you're close to something. That's when you know something is about to hit for you. And so for anybody that's, you know, going through something right now or that's dealing with things, you know, I use myself to try to stay encouraged and, you know, reading people's stories and seeing inspiration through other people's eyes. And that's kind of the stuff that keeps me going, especially when it's people that's close to you and you watch them grow and you watch them endure and they're great, you know, things get better. So, but through this process, it made me start thinking, like, I go to the chiropractor. So that's one of the things that I did when I had a real bad accident in 2008. I had to go to the chiropractor. And it worked out really well for me. I've always gone for, you know, a while. And, you know, I go for maintenance and checkups. And, you know, now I have to go back and redo everything again because, you know, there's been some changes. There's been some issues because of the accident. And so they check you, they look at you, and they say, okay, well, you have an issue here, you have an issue there that's not as good as it was when you were there before. So I got to go back tomorrow and get my x-rays done. And it got me to thinking, and that's what kind of put me on this topic today. What's the difference between allopathic medicine, naturopathic medicine, and chiropractic medicine? And most of us, just to give some background, because I think most of us, allopathic medicine is what we do when we go to the hospital, generally speaking, and how they treat you. That's allopathic medicine. Naturopathic medicine is just the study of the whole body and using what the Creator put here for us to sustain ourselves. And grow your own food. You eat your own food. That's what we did before time, before manufacturing and all of that. It wasn't a mass production farming. It was everybody had a little farm or neighborhood farm, and that's how you ate. And there was no word for organic because you didn't need it. That was the only way food was grown. And then through that, you know, how do you get your nutrients? How do you get your vitamins? How do you get your minerals? And so that all is encompassed in naturopathic medicine, nature, thinking of the whole body, the whole source. And then chiropractic, most of the time, most of us know that's dealing with your skeleton. Your back for most of the time, your neck, dealing with those type of things when you talk about chiropractic. And I asked the question, and if anybody would comment or what have you, which one do you use the most? And do you use allopathic? Do you use naturopathic? Or do you use chiropractic? And depending on which one you use, and you know, is it just because you go when you're sick or – you know, what's the reason that you would only use those particular that one particular one, or if you're using all of them, you know, do you have a mix of the ones that you use? Because they all have their benefits. And one of the things that I want to do is kind of discuss what the difference is and why most of us use allopathic medicine. And you got to go back so many years, back to the Carnegies. If you ever heard of Carnegie, you ever heard of the Rothschilds. What they did was they went around to all the major universities at that time, and they funded them to create medical establishments within the university. So when you look at Duke has their own hospital. It's also a college. When you look at Johns Hopkins is a college and it's a hospital. When you look at University of Maryland, it's a hospital. I like that. And so those particular places, you know, Tulane University, a big hospital in Texas, and it's also, I mean, in Louisiana, but it's also a school. And so when you look at a lot of these schools, a lot of these colleges and universities, they were funded to create practices, medical institutions, because what they wanted to do was basically take away the need for us going to different types of medical establishments, or I'm sorry, not medical establishments, but using different types of practices to get well. And so through that, though they all got funded for particular things, meaning the universities, they also slandered like the naturopaths. They don't know what they're doing. They got motions and potions and oils and these particular things that they give you, but it's not real. It doesn't work. And so they set up a whole campaign to basically take away one part of the system so that they could profit from it. And Benjamin Rush, who was a surgeon general way back in the day, he said that, I paraphrase what he said, just in my thinking, that if one group of medical system or one practice monopolizes itself, we will have the greatest tragedy in history. And that's paraphrasing again what he said. But basically his point was that if one of these particular traditional Chinese medicine, if any of them decided to monopolize and take away the other ones, we would have the greatest tragedy in medical history. And when we look at that, that reigns pretty true today. And the reason being is because we use a system for things that the system is not designed for. And so getting into this, I'll start with allopathic medicine because it's the major one. But in allopathic medicine, that's when you go to the hospital, that's when you go to the doctor. Now let's talk about the good things, because, you know, I tend to get on and I tend to compare or talk about the medical system a lot and what they don't do for us. But their need, and this is what I really want to focus on, is the need of each one of these parts. If you get shot, if you fall out of a window, if you cut yourself really, really bad, if you get some kind of, you go over to another country or even here for that matter, and you get some kind of tapeworm or some kind of bug or something that you cannot get rid of, you need to go to the hospital. Hospitals are set up for those type of things, immediate, tragic things. Me and a friend of mine, we just talking the other day, and actually today, and her and I were talking about like somebody getting bit by spider. And one of my homeboys and somebody who think they got bit by a spider. And I was talking about how it ate through my homeboy's flesh. She was talking about how the marks that it left on the person that she knows. And it was like amazing how if you had a spider bite you and or a fire ant or whatever it is, and it's melting your flesh literally, just like if you get bit by a rattlesnake or a copperhead snake, you got to do something to get that venom stopped from moving through your body. And if you're allergic to those type of things, even people who get stung by bees, same thing. You need to go to the hospital. They have, for allergic reactions, they have EpiPen, they have anti-venom, They have things to prevent you from going into anaphylactic shock. If you got a peanut allergy, you need to go to the hospital. Don't give me no nutrition. Don't give me no supplements. Don't try to adjust me. Take me to the hospital. And they are set up for that. When you look at our military family and friends, getting injured on the battlefield, you know, regardless of what you feel about the war and right, is it not right, you know, whatever that, the troops, I support them 100% because they fight for a reason. And that reason is, one, to protect us. And all else after that, I leave that there. But they have a mission, and they're fulfilling a mission. And they're getting injured. I got friends that are near and dear to me, my homeboy Jamal being one, but, you know, who have been injured in combat. And if it don't be for the advances in medical technology, they wouldn't be here. I see a lot of, you know, a lot of them deal with mental issues and things, and that's part of the things that they saw and things that they've been a part of, but even still, they are creating different types of avenues. I don't know how effective, or if they could be very effective. I don't know because I'm not there, but I'm just saying they've created different types of avenues to try to give these guys some help in the sense of that. Documentaries I've seen and different things that I've seen on YouTube and just listening to troops and talking to some of my friends. But when you see these guys getting blown up and they losing limbs and they losing part of their eyes and all of those things, and you see them with the prosthesis and you see them kind of getting back to life as normal, of course they're never going to be the same. Mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, they're never going to be the same. But the body is still intact. The body's still able to move and function in a lot of cases, a lot more cases than it used to be back in the day where you just, you know, would lay there and die. And so those advances in medical technology have been amazing. The fact that they can harvest organs, they've been doing it for years, longer than they have told us about. They've been doing that for a long time. Talking about cloning, talking about all the things that they do within the medical institution, stem cell research, all those things that are amazing that can work almost instantly in a sense of, if you're in an immediate need and you need to be well, you need to be healed, you need to be fixed, you go to the hospital. You have a fever, you have a flu, you got stomach poison, it can pump your stomach. It's things that they are wonderful at. They are a lot of great doctors who take pride in what they do, just like in anything. You got good doctors, you got bad doctors. But the ones that take pride in what they do, the ones that really, really want to get you well. You know, I look at my friend, and it's like, to have dealt with cancer and to have known that I had an appendectomy, and after having an appendectomy, finding out you had to have an appendectomy so fast that they couldn't even wait for the test to come back. And when the test came back, they saw that your kidney was consumed with cancer, and they scheduled to take that kidney out 2 weeks after an appendectomy. I don't know that would have went that well 15, 20, 30 years ago. And now being back to 100% and probably living better and feeling better than maybe you've ever felt, that's an amazing thing. So understanding what you're going for and why you're going there is extremely important. Things have an impact on how we survive. There's so many times that we hurt ourselves. I know my dad, a couple of years ago, he jumped off a table. My dad, 70 at the time, was 76 years old, 75 years old, and jumped off a table. I jumped off a chair to get a balloon, but the chair was on top of the table. And he jumped off, he got the balloon, he came down, and he hurt his foot. He went home, he just thought maybe he twisted his ankle or hurt his foot. So he had it propped up, he was icing it, and it just never seemed to get well. The pain was even excruciating. Finally, he decided to go to the doctor, and they said, "You fractured your heel." Well, how would they have known that? Through the CT scans, through the MRIs, through the X-rays. That type of technology lets them know immediately what it is going on with you. And the doctor told him, "I can do surgery and put pins and stuff in your foot, but I can't guarantee that that's not going to cause you to get arthritis." And my dad at the time said, "I don't have arthritis. I never had arthritis, so I'm not going to have surgery. I'll heal it on my own." And see, that's the great part about understanding what these three places are. the allopathic, the naturopathic, the chiropractic, because he went to an allopathic place and they said, okay, what we can do is this is the option that you have. Just like people go for cancer and they say, okay, you have cancer. We're going to do chemotherapy. We're going to do radiation. And because we don't know what the others offer, or even because they sometimes can put us in fear of not doing what they say do, if you don't do chemotherapy, if you don't do radiation, you're going to die, you're going to this. And they kind of pigeonhole you into doing something. And you're scared. You don't know what else to do. And you're putting your thoughts and your trust and your level of spirituality, you're putting it in that thinking that he has your best interest at heart. But if you understand what other things are out there, then you could say, well, okay, you want to do radiation and chemotherapy. Let me go look at something else. Let me maybe go look at naturopathic and see what they have. And in naturopathic, they can tell you we have different types of drinks. We have different types of things that we mix up that your body will recognize right away, and it can destroy cancer cells. It can destroy these particular cells and keep your good cells healthy and destroy only the bad cells. And you can use that as an option. Or you can go to the chiropractor. And he may say, you got cancer. There's nothing we can do for you in the sense of getting that out of your body. So you have options. But yet most people most Americans anyway, choose to go the route of chemotherapy and radiation. Is it wrong? Is it right? No, you make the best decision that you feel, but you have to have all the knowledge and information that you need around it. And when most of the time people find out they have cancer, they don't have time to research. A lot of times it could be stage 3, stage 4, because a lot of times it happens, it gets caught at the last minute. Or when it's already a problem. And sometimes you're fortunate. Like my friend, like she didn't have to have that. So she could say, okay, let me just go and get my kidney, you know, we can remove the kidney and save the rest of the body. And it's all contained right there. And that's when you talk about different stages of cancer, stage 1, stage 2, stage 3, stage 4. The stages are the more stage, the higher the stage. Stage 4, that means it's metastasized or spread to a lot of different organs. Stage 1 is it's kind of contained in one particular place. But then there are certain cancers like prostate cancer that never move. They always stay there unless you do some type of surgery. And then you can cause it to spread. But if you just have prostate cancer alone, that cancer never spreads. It's contained right there in the prostate. But again, we don't get that information. We don't always know that. We don't know what other things that we can do. We don't know how much time we really have. And so therefore, we stick to one particular thing. But when you can have that surgery and say, okay, let's go ahead and do this surgery, it's going to take it out, and you wake up tomorrow with no cancer in your body and you can start over fresh. And when you start over fresh, you say, okay, now that's out of my body. My body's back to square one. Not back to 100%, but back to square one, meaning I don't have this cancer in my body. So therefore, now what can I do to prevent that from coming back? Because that's what I find a lot of people who have cancer, and I'm not going to make this show about cancer, I'm just using this as an example, but I find a lot of people don't understand that or don't get taught what they need to do after the fact. Yeah, you had the cancer, and they'll say, oh, you're cancer-free. Okay, great. What am I going to do differently? What am I supposed to do differently? And so having that surgery to remove that cancer took care of the cancer, but you can't go back to the hospital to find out what to do to prevent cancer, and that's when naturopathic comes in. Because naturopathic will tell you what to give your body to allow it to continue to heal itself. What to give your body, what fuel your body needs for it to heal itself, because that's what your body essentially wants to do. And so now you can use two of those. You use an allopathic to go get it taken out, because once you take it out, you're starting over fresh, and then you use the naturopathic side to help out with that. If the cancer was in your back, or you had spinal cancer or something of that nature, and it damaged your spinal column, it damaged your vertebrae, they may have done chemo and radiation. You may have chose that route, but then you need to go to the chiropractor to figure out how to adjust around those areas to keep the spine as healthy as you can. Or if you did naturopathic, but you have some degeneration, and you're taking what you need so the body can build itself back up, you're still going to need some chiropractic. And that's what happened. In my friend's case, it was like, okay, I was going to chiropractic first because I thought it was just back pain. But then upon having this appendicitis, finding out it was my the appendix was what got me there, but then finding out it was cancer that was causing the back problem, now we got to do something different because chiropractic is not going to help me get rid of the cancer. But you got options. You have to understand the different things around that. And that's what the point of this is for. And so with allopathic medicine, yes, it is an immediate thing. You go there for an immediate thing. Now, when you got some time and you got things like diabetes and high blood pressure and or too low cholesterol or too low blood pressure or digestive disorders, celiac disease, ulcerative colitis, diverticulitis, you got arthritis. Those things are going to be around for a while. And if you go to the allopathic shop, they're there to do things immediately, things that emergencies that happen and need to happen right now. They're there for that. So do you go there for something that you have enough time for, especially if they're not there to, they're not set up to handle that? And the way that they handle that, if you do go there, they may send you to a specialist, a urologist, or orthopedist. They may send you to a specialist, and then these specialists will only do what allopathic medicine is set up to do. That's one, give you drugs, or two, give you surgery. That's the only thing that those two institutions do. I mean, that's the only two things that they do. In between that, they may do some physical therapy and different things like that, and they've gotten smarter with the advances in technology and trying to keep up with the marketplace by offering other things. But at the end of the day, most of the time, you're getting drugs or you're getting surgery. That same knee that same knee issue that they say they need to replace your knee for, having knee surgery, is that same issue you can go to naturopathic and do that naturally without the surgery. I'm a testament to that. Or that back problem where they want to do back surgery, that may be the same thing from allopathic medicine that they want to do. You may be able to go to chiropractic and get it done differently. But because the allopathic field most of the time is putting down these other areas, they have a bad name. So they say, oh, yeah, you don't want to go to a chiropractor. They're not going to help you. They don't work. Or people will say, yeah, I went to the chiropractor for about a week or two, and then nothing happened. Well, you got to realize your spine didn't move in a week or two. Your spine didn't get out of alignment in a week or two. Your neck didn't get out of alignment in a week or two. But because somebody's offering you a surgery that they can do that, put it back right away, but then a lot of times back surgeries and neck surgeries aren't great surgeries to have, and people are never the same. It didn't happen that fast. When you get in a car accident, that happens fast. When you get shot, that happens fast. So you need to go to a fast place to fix it. But when your spine is not aligned, when your neck is not aligned, that didn't happen yesterday. That happened over time. So to fix that, you have to work on the body over time. You have to change the attitude of the body. You have to change the position of the body. You have to change the posture of the body to allow those things to change over time. It's not going to work. You're going to be in pain probably the first or sore the first couple of times you go within the first 2 weeks because the body has not been pushed back into that place. It's taken time for it to get out of place. And you start to move something back, that hurts. That creates soreness. But that doesn't mean it's a bad thing. That doesn't mean that you are having issues. It just means that it's going to take time. Same thing with naturopathic. You're not going to get rid of type 2 diabetes tomorrow. You can't go to the medical system and get rid of type 2 diabetes tomorrow, although they will try. But that takes time. 60 to 90 days, you can do it. Seen it done. Arthritis, depending on the severity, a year, 90 days. Rheumatoid arthritis, a year, I've seen. It takes time. And it took you time to get that arthritis. When you got rheumatoid arthritis, your joints get disfigured because of that bug that's in your joints, in your blood, called mycoplasma. And you got to get that bug to stop affecting your blood. And once you do that, then you focus on rebuilding the joint. So when you have those particular issues, it takes time. And so therefore, you don't go to a place that's immediate care for something that takes time. That's like you want a gourmet meal. You want some good asparagus. You want some sweet potatoes with the butter and the brown sugar and the cinnamon. You want it to look so good and taste so good. You want that piece of salmon that's cooked perfectly, that wild-caught salmon. You want it seasoned to the teeth. You go somewhere that's set up for that. Can you imagine going to McDonald's and asking for that meal and wondering if it's even going to be real? You don't go to fast food for something that takes time. You go to a slow food restaurant or a gourmet restaurant. It kills me. Like, it's funny. It killed me, but it's funny to me when I see places like McDonald's serving ribs, like a McRib. Like, you don't go to McDonald's for ribs. You go to McDonald's for a hamburger, some French fries. You go for something quick. And when I want something for real, I go to the place that makes it the best. It's just the same thing with when you liken it to health. You have to go where you're supposed to go. And we're educated enough on food to know where to go, because there's always somebody referring us somewhere to go. There's always somebody telling us where to go. Oh, you got to go try this place. Or you got to go try that place. You want this seafood, go here. You want these ribs or this chicken or this beef, you go there. You want that steak, you go there. But we have those options. But when it comes to the medical system, go to the hospital. Go to urgent care. Nobody very rarely says, find a naturopath. Go to a chiropractor. And because the system now is set up in such a way where insurances are starting to understand, and they found ways to break into these fields. So they will offer you chiropractic visits. They might say, okay, you get 12 visits a year, 6 visits a year, and we'll cover it under your insurance, and you can go for adjustments. After that runs out, you have to pay out of your own pocket. So they are trying, but the allopathic has done such a job over the years of discrediting and calling quacks and all of those to the other ones that we don't think about using them. And because they got a bad name, whether it's the truth or not the truth, we tend to believe it. And that's one of the things that becomes an issue for us, because if you only knew what other services were out there, the naturopathic or the chiropractic, you would know where to go. But now we have it such a way where those are looked at as bad names, cuss words, if you will. Those where quacks are. And if you understood, chiropractors actually go to school longer than doctors, because they have to learn where to move you, learn how to move you, learn how to adjust you. I mean, one slip of the wrist and you could break your neck, literally. Not knowing how to place your hands and place the person, the position the person should be in, can damage them severely. So it's extremely important that you understand that school is amazing for all of them, but each one has their own particular field. They're going to school for that. And just like that doctor that you have that you go see at the hospital or that you go see at your doctor's office, he could have graduated last in his class. And the medical student who graduated last in his class, they still call him doctor. Same thing on any level. That lawyer that just passed the bar exam by a half a point or 1 point is an attorney or is a lawyer. So there's good and bad in everything. There's people who are passionate about different things. And just because that person got past the bar exam by 1 point doesn't mean they're not probably one of the best lawyers ever, because they had to work at it. But what I'm saying in that is that you have to understand and have your options. And when you have those options and understanding what's going on, then you're better able to make the decisions that you need to make. Now, when we look at naturopathic, again, that's taking the body and using it and getting the nutrients and the things that the body's made of. A vertebrae, bones. Bones are not just, what are bones made of? Most of us don't know necessarily what bones are made of. We know what a bone is, and we might say it's cartilage. We might say it's enamel. We might say it's stone. We could say a whole lot of things that we think bone is made of. But when you take bone and you break it down, and this is why you need these particular things to build new bone and keep good bone health. You need calcium. That's in your bones. Most of us do know that. You need vitamin D3. You need magnesium. You need strontium. You need chondroitin. You need glucosamine. Bones and joints, that's what they're made of. Those are the things that you need to keep those things healthy, to feed themselves. That's like your car. You know your car needs gas. You don't put Kool-Aid in your gas tank. Hey, cousin, you don't put Kool-Aid in your gas tank because you know that's not going to work. You don't put oil in your gas tank, gasoline, which is a type of oil, but you put gasoline in your gas tank because that's what's going to make it go. So therefore, when we talk about what are bones, we need to put in our body what bones are, what cartilage is, what tendons are. That's what we need to put into our body. When we talk about insulin, our body makes insulin, but what helps insulin work? What makes that work? What helps that be produced? It's chromium and vanadium, and it's about another 23 other cofactors that help the cells and the cell receptors open and close to take in insulin. It helps the pancreas. The selenium, those particular things help the pancreas work. But you have to know that. I go to a person who specializes in that. And when you go to that person who specializes in that, they can give you exactly what it is you need for that particular thing that you're dealing with. And if you just want to be healthy, you still need all 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 to 3 essential fatty acids. That's what we need every day. And most of us think, okay, well, we take a one a day. And if you take a one a day and you 100 pounds and I take a one a day and I'm 240 pounds, somebody's not getting enough. We both can't take one a day and get the same amount of nutrients at the proper ratio for our size. That's another thing that's a misconception. We take nutrition based on body weight. But who created the nutritional laws on how to take medicine? That was the medical system. So when you read the back of the bottle of over-the-counter medicine, it'll say if you're from 12 years old to an adult, take 2. But when you go to the naturopathic side and you look at some supplements, at least I know what we have, it'll say if you are 100 pounds, take 2 scoops per 100 pounds of body weight. Take 2 ounces per 100 pounds of body weight. So you immediately know if I'm 300 pounds, in order for me to get the nutrition I need for a 300-pound person, I need to take 6 ounces of this. I need to take 6 scoops of this. And then we also say don't take it all at one time. Break it up. Take 3 scoops in the morning. Take 3 scoops in the afternoon. Take 3 ounces of this in the morning. Take 3 ounces in the afternoon. Why? Because now you're keeping nutrition in your body throughout the day. And when you do that, now you're assured that you are getting the right amount of nutrition for your body weight. That's how you feed the body. That's what naturopathic is about. And when you do that, you can work inside of small windows because you're giving the body mega doses of nutrition all the time. And when you give them these mega doses of nutrition, the body responds. And most of the time, if you listen to your allopathic side, oh, you don't need to take vitamins. You can get that from your food. And we all know that food is not equal anymore. Food does not have nutrients, very few nutrients that we need day to day in the food. If you said, I'm a 300-pound person, how much kale do I need to eat every day to get the right amount of vitamin A from it or vitamin K from it, whichever vitamin that's prevalent the most in kale? You put that on Google, and it'll tell you you might need to eat a bunch. And a bunch is not a bunch like, oh, go give me a bunch, but a bunch is a measurement. Or it may say you need to eat 7 pounds of kale to get these nutrients. Now, the further you go back in the day, it was a little bit less. But because food now is a lot of it is modified and a lot of it doesn't grow in the right climate and all of that, so they have to use the pesticides and the herbicides and all of these particular things to keep it from them losing their yield, that the food isn't as nutrition and as hearty as it used to be. Plus, the minerals are the biggest thing we need. We need 60 minerals every day. It only takes 3 minerals to grow a plant. So most of the time we eat kale, or we eat cauliflower, or we eat collard greens, and they're good, and we cook them good, and a lot of times we overcook them, and we cook all the nutrients out. But just all things being equal, we cook them or we eat them raw, and you're only getting about 3 minerals. So even though you just ate a bunch of this thing, that salad, you only got 3 minerals. So you're still 57 minerals short. Where do you go get the rest? And that's what naturopathic supplementation, and that's what those things help you with. making up what you don't get in your food, making up the nutrients that you don't get in your food. And so when you have that particular side to look at, you can say, okay, allopathic can't help me with making sure I get all my nutrients, because vitamins, because prescription drugs aren't nutrients. Surgery isn't a nutrient. That's what they do the best. But okay, over here in naturopathic, I know that if I take these particular vitamins and minerals and put back what my body's missing, and the time that I said, you know, you have time to deal with the diabetes, you have time to deal with the arthritis, you have time to deal with the high blood pressure. When you have time to deal with those things, then you can do naturopathic. That works. That works great, because you are then bombarding the body with the things that it's asking you for. You're giving it exactly what it needs. And when you do that, you rebound. 60 days, 90 days, 6 months. But you talk to people, or I talk to people, who've been diabetic for 16, 20 years, who've had high blood pressure 10, 15 years, who've had acid reflux 5, 10 years. And then they and they're taking medication for it. And then they get on a naturopathic regimen, such as, you know, a pack for blood sugar. And within a short period of time, 60, 90 days, they're ex-type 2 diabetic. It's not that we gave them something to cure diabetes. No, we don't cure anything. We just gave them what their body was missing. Sort of like your car. When your car don't run because you don't have any gas in it, the minute you give it gas, it may take a few cranks, start up, and it's going to run. Same thing with naturopathic. You give it what it's missing, it's going to start up and run. But we allow another system to turn a blind eye to something that works. Oh, that don't work. You don't need vitamins and minerals. They don't work. Well, that lie is now being proven wrong every day, because more people are trying different things. Everybody's not relying on the medical system. And the medical system is great when you need surgery, when you need drugs, when you need those things that they offer that's immediate. They're there. Please use them. You get shot, you go there. Twist your ankle, you break your foot, you break an arm, you go there. You don't go to chiropractic. You don't go to naturopathic. You don't go to chiropractic. You go to the hospital. So I don't want to make it seem like I am saying something bad against the hospital. All I'm saying, or allopathic medicine, all I'm saying is they have their place. Naturopathic has its place. It's going to work for you. When you get in your water, you're eating the right foods, you're taking your nutrition, it works, whether you like it or not. And so you go there for things that you have issues with, that you need a little bit more time, that you can got some time with. We had about 2 or 3 people in our last detox group, and one guy had acid reflux. He'd been dealing with acid reflux for 10 years. He'd been on Nexium, he'd been on Prilosec, he'd been on all these different things, and he still had it. And then we had another young lady who had bad, bad eczema. And on her arms, neck, and through the detox, a 30-day liver detox. After them 30 days, that man said, I cannot believe he's lost 25 pounds, and he did not take any more of the disorder drugs. That's 30 days. But 5 to 10 years, he's been taking medication for something that medication's not meant to fix. That's allopathic. You don't need allopathic for digestive disorders. You need naturopathic. That eczema, they're going to give you, you go to allopathic medicine, they're going to give you creams, they're going to give you topical lotion, they're going to even offer you to do some hormone surgeries. They're going to offer a lot of different things. But when you understand that eczema comes from gluten intolerance, and you get on that gluten-free diet, you start to add back in the nutrients that you've been missing, and within 60, 90 days, your skin is clear, the eczema's clearing up, you have time. You have time to deal with that. Those are the things that make naturopathic different from allopathic. Naturopathic is time. Issues that happen over time You have to do something that's going to take a little bit of time to put back with that issue, to fix that issue, to give the body what it needs for so it can rebound and alleviate itself from that problem. And really, the alleviation is not the fact of, oh, I took this and I feel better. No, it's I gave my body what it needs. You don't say, oh, my car stopped running. I gave it some gas and it actually felt better. For some reason, it just worked better. It actually started. No, because that's what it needed. My engine almost seized up. I put some oil in it. It just seemed to feel better. It just seemed to, I don't know what it did, but it worked. No, that's what it needed. It's the same thing for your body. And then we look at chiropractic. And chiropractic is bones and joints, mostly putting bones in your spine back into alignment. The reason why that's so important is because out of the spinal column, you have little nerves that branch off to different places. They go all over the body. So you got your spinal column, and your cord goes down the center of your column, and off of that you have all of these little nerves. And they're going places. And so when your spine is off and it's pressing on a nerve, and if it's in your lower back and it's causing you leg pain and leg stiffness and numbness and all of those things, you call it sciatica. Well, if you got ringing in the ears and you have a neck issue, that nerve in your vertebrae is pushing on, that spinal cord is pushing on that nerve. And one of the things that I learned in chiropractic is only 2 to 10% of that nerve ending that comes out, only 2 to 10% of that is controlled by pain. There's like 144,000 nerve endings, and only 2 to 10% is controlled by pain. So when you finally feel pain somewhere that's a result of from your back, you've had that problem for a really long time. It's just that finally it's pressed on it enough that you now feel pain. And so when you go to the chiropractor, their job is one, they feel your back in different ways. They move you and motion you in different ways to feel how off your neck and your spinal cord are, or your spine is. And once they figure that out, then they go back and they take x-rays and they look at it and they see, okay, we can see that this disc is kind of over this way some more, and this vertebrae where it's supposed to be right over top of this one is shifted over a little bit, and it goes all the way up that way till we get to T5 or whatever you call it, just whatever one they stop at, and then it comes back in, and then it goes up some more. They look at all of that. That's what the x-rays are for. And the reason why they do that is because now they need to figure out which ways to adjust you to put all that stuff back into alignment. And once they know that, then you start going there, and depending on how much pain you're in, depends on how many times you go a week. If you're in severe pain, you might go every day for the first week. You might go every other day. But then after you get where the pain is okay, then you start to go regular checkups, and it might be twice a week, and they're adjusting you. Then you go for some time, and that works, and then you start going once a month. Then you start going twice a month. I've been going to a chiropractor for 8 years, and it's the best thing ever. And I went because of the result of an accident. Although I had issues, I didn't know I had so many issues from playing football. Back issues, neck issues. One of the very many reasons why I don't condone football. But I had so many issues from playing football that I didn't even know I had those issues. I just thought it was from the accident. And when they start doing the x-rays and showing me what was going on, I'm like, man. And so you go, and they adjust you, and they adjust you, and they adjust you. And I get to the point where I go about once a month. And now, because it is the recent accident, I'm probably, because there are some things that got moved around and shifted around, I go for my x-ray tomorrow, but I'll probably have to go a little bit more often than once a month until we get back to where we're in maintenance mode. But you have the time, and that takes time. My spine didn't get that way overnight from playing football. My neck didn't get that way overnight. It wasn't just because I played one game and my body got that way. It's over time. Not knowing how to sleep, meaning not having the proper posture when you sleep. Not sleeping with a pillow in between your knees when you're sleeping on your side, because that takes pressure off of your hips. Or when you land on your back and you put a pillow behind you under your knees. That takes pressure off of your lower back. You know, I remember when I first thought about it, I'm like, man, that's gay. Like, oh, why would I do that? It's the proper position to sleep. And now I can't sleep no other way. And so, and I was a stomach sleeper. And it's really, really bad sleeping on your stomach. And so it took me a while to get to where I could sleep in these new positions. But it worked for me. It's discipline. I mean, if you do what don't work long enough, you're going to continue to feel bad. But when you do what feels right, it works. And I actually, they have a spinal care class every Tuesday. And for probably a year or 2 years, I go to that spinal care class every Tuesday and take people with me. And you learn about the spine. You learn more about the spine and how it controls your metabolism, how it controls your weight, how it controls your pain level. Chiropractic is an amazing thing. And so you have allopathic for your medication and your surgeries and things that happen really quick, like injuries. But then you have your naturopathic for things that's going to take time, your arthritis, your diabetes, your digestive disorders, your obesity, your underweight. The same reason you're underweight is the same reason you're overweight when you look at it from a naturopathic perspective. It's all nutrient deficiency. Certain nutrients that control your metabolism and help you lose weight are the same in some other person of nutrients that will help them gain weight or help their metabolism slow down to the point where they can gain weight and be productive and feel good. So, and then chiropractic is those adjustments, is that back, that spinal cord, that spinal column, keeping all of that in alignment, because that's the most important thing. Your core, your spine, when that's in alignment, then everything is free-flowing, and you don't have those issues coming from your back. And then you have a back problem, but you go to allopathic medicine, and they do back surgery. They'll fuse part of your back together, part of your neck together. And that's not the way your spine was intended to move. It wasn't intended to move as a pole. It was intended to operate as an accordion, each thing doing its own thing, with the disc in between that allows for the cushioning and allows for the movement. But you've just taken that away when you fuse it together and you put pins and you put rods and all of that in it. That's allopathic way of doing things. But when you go to the chiropractic way of doing things, they're going to keep it in its natural state for as much as they can, for as long as they can. And then if you do the naturopathic, where you're giving your bones what they need, the fuel that they need, then you get strong, healthy bones along with going to the chiropractic, which means your back, your disc between your vertebrae, your ligaments, your connective tissue, all of those things are getting fed the nutrients, the vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids, the fatty acids, through naturopathic, and then you go to chiropractic, and they put everything back in the line, and that's what holds it there. And then again, when I talked about with cancer, and the cancer was contained in one place, and they took that kidney out, and the cancer's gone. But then the person went to naturopathic to say, okay, the cancer's gone, the kidney's gone, but what do I need to do in naturopathic to help me not let this cancer come back again? Because in naturopathic, we can give the body what it needs so it can fight and it can heal itself. So you can use them in conjunction with one another, but don't for a minute think that anyone is better than the other or you need to go to one and all the other ones are bad. But there's so many more. Like I said, you got traditional Chinese medicine, you got acupuncture, you got a lot of other things that work. I just picked three topics for the sake of the time that we had. But when you focus on just one, or somebody pigeonholes you into just one, you're missing out, and you're not going to ever really get the full story of what your body needs. And so that's why it's extremely important that if something happens, if something goes wrong, you use and you find the most conducive way to deal with it. You don't just look at one. You look at all three, or you research. You may find that acupuncture can help you. You may find that something from traditional Chinese medicine can help you. You may find something from spiritual and meditation can help you. But don't just think that because that's where we say we should go, that's where we go. Somebody says go to the chiropractor and you just got shot in your leg, you go to the hospital. But if you got back problems, If somebody tells you to go to the hospital, no, you go to a chiropractor first. If somebody tells you, oh, you got high blood pressure, you got diabetes, you got digestive disorders, you need to go to the hospital. Or you need to go see a chiropractor. No, you go find a naturopath. Because you have to figure out what wheelhouse they work best in. And when you know, and if you start at the source of the right one, then if there's other ones that need to be bought in, then they will help you bring them in. But we have to know where we're going, and we have to be educated on why we go there. And so I just wanted to create some dialogue around that, because so many times, so many people would just go one place. And that's just because that's what you told or that's what you're supposed to do. And we don't really know why. And so I hope that this information was helpful to some people. And for some others, they might have already known. But I felt it was important to have that conversation. Because like I said, we get stuck on one place and we don't even really know why we go there. And or we think that that's the only place to go. And we allow that particular place to put a stain on us doing research and finding out where else we need to go. So that's just more about researching and really finding out what's best for you and what's best for your body and what's the best place to go to maintain optimal health, because optimal health doesn't happen in one place. It's a system. There's different things at different times. And so, again, I hope that this information was helpful. I hope that it was valuable. And if there's somebody who you felt like should hear this and they didn't, make sure you share this video with them. Make sure you share the radio show with them. If you need to reach out to me, if you have any questions, you can make a comment and I'll answer your comments. If you need to call me and speak to me, you can call me directly. My phone number is 919-599-0916. And we'll be more than glad to help you. And if I don't have the answer, I won't stop until you have it. And I will make sure that you get to where you need to go based on whatever issue you have in a family member or friend. That's what it's all about. That's what my mission is here. It's just to make life a little bit easier, to answer a few more questions than you ever get answers to. And we have the right people to put you in the right places. You ask the right people and you find the right answers. But let's just not be ignorant to the fact that there are things that can help us in different ways. And so with that being said, I appreciate everybody who chimed in, everybody who joined, everybody who liked, made comments, whatever it might be, because that's what it's all about. Not about me, not about you, but it's about us making this world a little bit better place. It's about us sharing and giving more information. It's about us doing the necessary things that we need to do to extend the life of our family and friends for as long as we can, especially the ones we love, especially the ones we love and want to keep around. So we'll be back here again next Tuesday. New topic. The time may change, and I'll send out emails and text and put it on Facebook if it does, because my son is doing swim team, and his swim meets are on Tuesdays at like 6:45. So I may either do the call earlier or I may do it a little later, just depending on what's going on. But I'll keep you abreast of that, and if there's any questions or anything, you know how to reach me. And I just appreciate everybody for taking the time out and learning something and teaching me something and chiming in. And you all have a good night. You have a great rest of the week. Hope it's productive. Love you all. Talk to you soon. Goodbye.